Helen, you say it happened.
I didn't think that's true.
If something happened on this day, you'd say it happened exactly. If it happened on this day last year, you'd say it happened exactly.
It did.
No.
Same time.
When? A year ago? You'd say it was
1 year ago.
Okay. All right. What do people smoke? Some people smoke pipes, the other smoke.
Well, I smoke coke, cigarettes.
Okay.
Dope.
Yeah.
All kinds of goddamn things.
All right.
What they call that stuff now? Dope and what else?
Yeah. If a man had a sore throat so he couldn't get anything down, and you say he couldn't
swallow?
Okay. All right. Now, if there were a lot of people at a party having a good time, you might say they were all standing around the piano
singing.
And maybe if somebody told a joke, they would be. They would all be
laughing.
Okay.
I got a little joke I want to tell you.
Okay. All right.
Talking about the you know.
Yeah.
Old Captain is always running a boat. So when there was two men put out a patent to haul seines out in deep water, a big seines. And they got into trouble and we was trying to get a patent for them. So they're going to have a big trial in Louisiana, in New Orleans. So one of the people, old Captain, a bunch of them, there's a bunch of them old fishermen, was subpoenaed to go to New Orleans for the trial, you know.
Yeah.
Well, before the day before the trial, they all went on that, there used to be a coast train on it to New Orleans, you know.
Yeah.
Ocean Springs, I used to ride often, for $1. Well, all these fellas subpoenaed, it wasn't like, say, well, I'll jump in the car and go there, they went on the coast train. Be there for the next day for the trial. So they had the coast train got there pretty early and they had all day around the Orleans there. So Marker, boy, he used to like the red beans, some Louisiana style, the way they used to cook them. I used to like them too. Red, Louisiana style, red beans, Louisiana style. So Marker, he used to love them. And he filled up on them red beans all that day. When it comes to a dock, they didn't have enough room for everybody to sleep in a single bed. You know, there's a bunch of them fellas. So old Cap had to sleep two in the bed. The old man was his partner, Marco Vito. So he said, boy, that bee was giving him some gas, and he hid. He was trying to hold him back, and it was cool, and had the cover on. So, old man the Silver noticed him, noticed what was wrong with him. He didn't want to come out the party too much. He was a smart, you ever heard of a fart smeller? Well, he was a fart smeller. And I heard a fart smeller already. Well, after he told Uncle Vital, he said, now listen, now, he said, just let him come out, he said. But you want to fart? He said, just let him come out. So, when he told Uncle Vital, well, he didn't hold nothing back there. He went fart like a noble. Every time Uncle Vital was farting, he meant, the silver put that cover over his head. He said, boy, that's a dandy. He said, that's a dandy. Boy, he enjoyed that sport. That's sport. He was a sport smeller. Uncle Vital, I had him shrimp on a boat with me. He used to tell us that.